It is now official. Men's professional golf has a new superstar. He's just 21 years old. He's American Jordan Spieth, and yesterday he won the 115th U.S. Open Golf Championship outside Tacoma, Washington. Spieth has now won the first two major championships of the year. He won the Masters in April. His victory yesterday, though, came with a stunning finish, and NPR's Tom Goldman was there to take it all in.
Yes, the end was stunning, but it was also golf. An exacting sport, its difficulties masked for the most part by the professionals. Sometimes the mask comes off. Several thousand crowded around the 18th green, gasped and groaned as Dustin Johnson's 4-foot putt slipped by the hole. Had it gone in, he would have tied Jordan Spieth and sent the tournament to a Monday playoff. This was after he missed the putt before, roughly a 12-footer, that would have given Johnson his first major title. So he went from outright winner to a tie for first to second in two putts. Spieth, who finished right before Johnson, was in a room with his caddy and a television.
And I was sitting with him when that second putt missed, and I just, my eyes were wide looking at the TV screen, and he was silent as well. We didn't really know what to do, and then got up, he said, "Dude, give me a hug," he did it.
The shock was even greater because Dude almost didn't do it. After he sank a birdie putt on the 16th green, Spieth had a 3-shot lead over his nearest competitors, including Johnson. So what happened? He stepped to the tee on 17 and hit a really crummy shot.
Just poor execution. That's as far offline as I've hit a 6-iron in a long time. In midair, I was like, that might go out of bounds.
It didn't, but he still took a double bogey, shrinking his lead to 1 shot. That would ultimately hold up as the margin of victory. Right afterwards, he held the U.S. Open trophy with one hand by his side, kind of like he didn't yet believe it. But the reality quickly hit as reporters reminded him he's rewriting or at least adding to golf's history books. Spieth is the youngest U.S. Open winner since Bobby Jones in 1923, youngest to win 2 major tournaments since Gene Sarazen in 1922.
This is my life. I've now been doing it for a while, and I don't really think of my age. I just think of us all as peers, and it's cool to be able to have 2 legs of the Grand Slam now and to conquer golf's hardest test.
Good job, PJ! Good job, PJ!
Dustin Johnson, DJ, exited the scene after his 18th green ordeal, smiling, holding his infant son, whom he later called his trophy. Johnson's missed opportunity reinforces a perception that he can't win big ones. In 2010, he led both the U.S. Open and PGA Championship, but didn't win because of poor golf and mental mistakes. This time, Johnson said he did everything he could. Almost everything.
I hit the ball really well. I'm proud of the way I handled myself and the way I played today. I really struggled getting it in the hole today.
It's fitting missed putts were the headline story at the end. The greens on the breathtaking and challenging Chambers Bay course were the center of controversy all tournament long. For some, that may be the legacy of this first ever U.S. Open in the Pacific Northwest. To many others, Chambers Bay will be remembered as another step toward greatness for golf's latest phenom. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Tacoma, Washington.